Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Well, for that once.
What if they,
I get sick that night?
What if the Monte Cristo were a turkey sandwich? And it's turkey and Swiss, and it's done, like I said, it's a deep fried, served with some sort of cranberry compote.
It seems highly unlikely that the deep frying.
Actually, that sounds pretty good, King.
Does it?
What do you think? Like a good Monte Cristo, man. I don't get it often or anything, but it's a good sandwich. It's definitely a good sandwich. I mean, Doug's not going to have it.
No,
that's
Doug's
fine,
not
going to
do
know,
it. But I tried to Dougify it. Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good when I Dougify it.
Dugged it up.
Yeah. How do we Doug this thing up? You got to use wheat bread, turkey.
Whole wheat bread, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Whole wheat French toast.
Yeah. Well, for Doug, it's got
to
be like
that. I got
that.
You. Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
Then, like, sugar-free powdered sugar.
Yeah, you sneak some kale in there and... I was trying to Dougify it. That was too much Doug.
Yeah, it's too much work. Too much, yeah, I'm not going to.
But turkey and Swiss. Like a
I like
French
turkey
toast,
and Swiss, yeah.
It's like a French toast sandwich.
I would never deep fry my turkey and Swiss sandwich.
That's a problem right there.
It's a problem.
Well, it's a problem with you trying to finish off the Monte Cristo challenge.
Well, it starts to lose some of the properties of actually being a Monte Cristo.
Yeah. See, we've already lost the ham.
Yeah.
Replace it
with turkey.
We're
not going to deep fry it. My Monte Cristo is two whole wheat pieces of bread with some turkey and some Swiss. The Doug Monte Cristo. Yeah. That's it.
And we're going to replace the bread with lettuce wrap. And, and there it is.
Yeah. So now I know what it is. Something I never had.
I'm surprised. You've never, like... go to a restaurant and seen it on the menu. Did your kids would look at
well,
that?
I just
when
looked down
younger,
and, like, and the Twitch feed. Somebody mentioned that Bennigan's had a great one. And
they did.
Is there any Bennigan's still open?
I don't think so. I feel like Bennigan's just turned into like Applebee's. You know,
Applebee's killed Bennigan's.
I don't know. I feel like it's just that was the natural progression. Whatever.
You think Ben Johnson's doing Bennigan commercials over in Chicago?
Maybe.
Do you, so when's the last time you had a Monte Cristo?
It's probably been 15, 20 years.
15, 20 years?
Okay, yeah. So this isn't on your radar
what?
Either.
Yeah.
Not typically, no. But
I would say so, 20 years.
No, I said I've only had it a few times in my life, but it's really good.
Go back, man. It's good.
I like food, so there are other food items I like too. So.
Kang, have you ever had one?
Absolutely.
Okay. And when's the last time you had one?
Within the year, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're definitely on your radar.
Yeah. I mean, I always look at it because you're trying
but
to.
But if you don't have one for the next 20 years, it's off the radar.
Yeah, right. It's good. I got time.
I can still have an opinion about the Monte Cristo.
That's true.
It hasn't changed much, Gator. Still the same.
Yeah. And that wasn't, I mean, what was, I put a question after it. I just mentioned today happened because we said what's today's national what day? Today
you did put
to be,
you did put a question after it, but I was like, I don't even know what the hell this thing is. Real quick, Kenny, are you a Monte Cristo guy? Have you ever had a Monte Cristo?
I'm going to tell you something, Doug. I don't even know what a Monte Cristo is.
You do now. I would hope, unless you haven't been paying attention. Which is fine, too, but Monte Cristo, the deep-fried ham and Swiss?
Ham and cheese sandwich.
It's not any particular
I think it's typically Swiss.
Is it?
I'd have to look it up exactly.
So Kenny's out.
Well, he hasn't had it. I think Kenny would be down.
For it. The question was what? What's your favorite deep fried food? Was that what it was?
Yeah. Here it is. Monte Cristo is a fried sandwich with layers of ham, turkey, and Swiss cheese between two slices of bread, dipped in an egg batter like French toast, and then pan fried or deep fried until golden brown, traditionally dusted with powdered sugar and served with a side of raspberry or other fruit jam for dipping, combining sweet and savory flavors.
Okay. I think you should go back and see if you still like it. 20 years is a long time.
I know I would still
I think
like
you'll
it.
Like it.
Yeah.
I think you'll like it.
Okay. I'm up for that task. It says the bread is either a sourdough or a challah bread or an egg bread, a brioche. Those are common choices. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like a sweet dessert sandwich almost, yeah. You know? That's why it's totally off Doug's radar.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's got the savory part, too.
I like the savory part. Like, the reason I do get it when I do is I like to try to order things I don't make at home, and I'm not going to make a Monte Cristo at home. So that's why it's always, should I get the Monte Cristo? And then maybe something else jumps out, but it's always there.
Well, that makes sense. Your reasoning, that does check out as logical.
I like to be logical.
So my favorite deep fried fruit, I mean, I'm boring as hell. It'd be a French fry.
That's not boring.
Onion ring.
I do love the onion ring, yeah. But I very rarely go there. Onion rings do things to the innards. Backdoor quick steps are frequently after
onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it, you get the backdoor quick steps with anything that's fried, basically?
No, but I can tell, like, if I have particularly like a New York style pizza, it's really greasy. Backdoor quick steps. Onion rings. Slimy onion ring, backdoor quick steps. French fries, it doesn't really have that impact on me. What I have the other day? The other day I knew it was coming and I was damn right. I'm really careful what I have on a Friday night because you do not need the backdoor quick steps on a Saturday.
You it's like before you get on a plane, you got to make sure.
And plus, there's a single shooter behind our booth at the big house. And
shooter, he said.
It's never open. It's never open. Like, it's always locked. There's always a line. So I'm even reluctant to like drink a whole lot before.
I think if it tastes good, Doug's body rejects it.
That's not true.
Get this out of my body.
Is a turkey and Swiss sandwich with honey mustard? Do you like that?
Yeah, it's a solid sandwich, but okay. It's definitely not unhealthy.
Well, here's the thing is I don't like desserts for breakfast. So I don't like donuts. I don't like desserts for lunch. So I wouldn't like this sandwich. It is over the top.
It's the evening restaurant.
What's that?
This is fine dining. This is an evening
sandwich. Is it a fine dining
thing?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
The Monte Cristo. Doug's not a fan. Not going to go for it.
Well, this doesn't surprise you.
Nah, it really doesn't surprise me. It is what it is.
I mean, but the other thing is too, like I've zeroed in on the unhealthy foods that I will crush.
Mm-hmm.
And they are chicken wings and Reese's peanut butter cups
so
and
chicken
beer.
Wings. What about the deep fried chicken?
So that's the thing is if it's, I think I heard that all the wings are deep fried, that they're all deep fried, but I hate the ones that have like a crust.
A breading.
Breading. Yeah. I think those are terrible, but all right. Dan Campbell's, but did we solve some problems here?
I don't know if we solved any problems. I mean, we uncovered a problem we knew was already existing. But as far as the Monte Cristo is concerned, because today is National Monte Cristo Day, I am kind of tempted to go out and try another one. Next time I'm in a restaurant that serves a Monte Cristo, I think I might want to have it.
Well, report back. Let us know how it is, all right?
I will.
Straight ahead, Dan Campbell. How big was this game for the interior offensive line? How much better did they look? How big was it for John Morton, your OC?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Here's the deal. There is work going on our tower. If you're having problems listening, I've been told the stream is okay. So remember all those times I've said you're going to want the Audacy app for your mobile device?
Yes. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hopefully you have uploaded the Audacy app to your mobile device, because there I am told there are no problems with our signal. It apparently is some work going on in our tower. So stream through the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, search up 971 The Ticket. Stream through our website, 971theticket.com. Stream through Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket. And same thing with YouTube. But if you are having problems with our signal, that's why we have the app. Well, it's not why we have the app. We also have the app. And as they sort this out with what's going on at the tower, you can stream it for a clear, crystal clear signal. It's what I'm told. So we apologize for any inconvenience. And please take advantage of the streaming services that we do have. Sound good?
Sounds great, Doug.
Yes.
Speaking of great.
Let's hear something great.
Congratulations to Jared Goff. Lions quarterback has been named the player of the week in the NFL for the NFC offensive player of the week. 334 yards passing in the game against the Bears, 5 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 156. He completed 82.1% of his passes. And according to Eric Woodyard, this is the 7th career player of the week award for Jared Goff, but his 4th with the Lions. So he's got more with the Lions than he did with the Rams. So nice job and congratulations to Jared Goff for being the NFC offensive player of the week.
Well, we'll hear later some of the best of what Jared Goff had to tell us. There have been all kinds of difficulties today, but including Jared's phone, but that we pulled some sound bites from that and we'll replay the best of what he had to tell us. In the meantime, Dan Campbell on the morning show. So big topic of conversation last week, and we dealt with it. The offense is irreparably broken without Frank Ragnow. 2 young guards can't get it done. Glasgow is not going to get it done. And what happened in week 2? Well, Jared told us earlier it's the cleanest pocket he's ever had, and they obviously ran the ball, and they ran it behind the interior of the offensive line. It was way better. Dan Campbell was asked about that. Here's what he had to say about the interior of the offensive line. You know, Scott, it's not a shocker that when you have a new offensive coordinator and really a reshuffled interior offensive line, it shouldn't be a shocker that they weren't a well-oiled machine or a finished product in week 1. I think what's probably shocking is that they look that bad in week 1 and then that good in week 2. Like the difference between the two is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive from one week to the next. And you always hear, hey, most of the growth happens in week 1 to week 2. But and that's why I think that it's one of these things where when everybody's on the same page after the game, after the loss, and they all say the same thing, it was communication problems. It was communication problems. We can fix that. It wasn't a talent issue. It was an issue with knowing where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to block. They figured it out. And they worked on it hard last week. They got it straightened out. It helps even more that you're at Ford Field and it's quiet for the offense to call things out and they can easily hear it. But you still have to execute. And boy, do they execute. They were amazing in the game. Will that carry on into the game at Baltimore Monday night? I don't know. I don't expect them to score 50 points. But if they score, let's say they put over 30 on Baltimore, then I feel really confident that the offense has worked out its bugs and that they can continue to be leading the NFL in offensive category.
I think everybody can understand that practice is different from the games. Everybody can understand that it's a completely different animal. So part of that is you coach them up and you try and prepare a team in every way possible. But the reality is you don't know what your guys are going to struggle with until you see it, right? So there's an element of they got to get out there and play a game, see what gives them a problem, see what doesn't. The same thing kind of applies to Michigan and a true freshman quarterback we've talked about. But these are Once you know, okay, we got to address this. We got to address A, B, C, and D. And I mean, the big thing is clearly they keep saying communication. And like we said after week one, the Lions do not have a play in the playbook where two offensive linemen are expected to run into one another.
Right.
Or leave a defensive tackle unblocked in the middle of the offensive line.
Those are in the back of the playbook.
The rarely used plays.
Yeah, well, maybe this one doesn't work so well.
All right, next up. How big was that just for John Morton? Everybody knows who was on the other sideline. Everybody knows who he's going to get compared to. Here's what Dan Campbell said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
It was reassuring for sure to see they could still put up 50-plus points. They did it twice last year. They put up 52, both against teams that weren't like stellar, Jacksonville and Tennessee. Got it, yep, and neither are the Bears. But if you're comparing apples to apples, Ben Johnson's teams put up 52 against less than great teams. Now John Morton's put up 52 against less than great teams. And maybe it would have been different if they played one of those teams in week two, but the Lions has scored in the 360 minutes, not the overtime against the Rams. They scored 56 points their first 3 weeks of last season. They scored 52 in week two against the Bears. So they still seem to have some sort of accelerant in the offense. Something that makes them look like they're on fire.
Yeah, look, I'm not worried about the offense moving forward. The defensive side of the ball, I think that's where my focus is on this week with Baltimore because of what they have offensively. Lamar Jackson is dynamic, both running the football and throwing the football. He threw four touchdowns on Sunday. The guy can go for 100 yards on the ground like that. And they've got Derrick Henry, who is just an absolute beast. He's known for having 200-yard rushing games. You know, the Ravens continue; they always lead the league in rushing the NFL because of having guys like that. When you have a dynamic duo like that, you're going to get close to 200 yards a game, regardless if one guy does it or if it's a combination. It's a scary prospect to go in and try to stop that. But I think that's where my concern is. How do they stop this offense? Because it's not just Derrick Henry and it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now you got Zay Flowers and you got other guys to worry about, the tight ends to worry about. It's a pretty well-balanced team that has gotten better over the years with wide receivers.
What about Isaac Tesla? What does Dan Campbell think of the rookie with his two spectacular catches and two targets? Hear what he had to say coming up today at 12:32 on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. More from Dan Campbell in a moment. A reminder that today's football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight and protect the empire he's built. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. 248-539-9797. All right, so just a reminder, we are having some technical issues. Work's being done on our tower. We realize it. If you want a clean, crystal clear feed of our station, use the Odyssey app to stream it. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Stream with video at twitch.tv, youtube.com. Go to the search bar and type in 971theticket. But again, go to your app store, A-U-D-A-C-Y, punch that in. You'll see the Odyssey app. Once you have that on your phone, you can type in 971theticket, and then you can stream this program. So we do appreciate those of you that have taken the time out to do that. And over the years, we've encouraged you to do so. And today might be just the reason why, as they're doing some work on our tower. But hopefully it clears up here soon. 248-539-9797. All right, more from Dan Campbell. Isaac Tesla. I'd say this town's obsessed with him, but there certainly is a degree of excitement about the rookie who has debuted in nothing short of spectacular fashion. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say about him becoming a weapon in his role on this team. They need to run more offensive plays to keep everybody involved.
Stop scoring so quickly.
They need, there's nobody in the offense that I look at and say less of this guy.
That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But, should they target Amon-Ra less? No. Should they target J-Mo less? No. Laporta? No.
Here's what happens. I can only imagine this is maybe a question for next week for Jared. Is that when you get a chance to watch game film,
yeah,
and you see, okay, here's the play that I made, but what else was on the field at that time? Like, I chose to throw to Jameson Williams and he picks up 55 yards on a play or whatever. If I looked elsewhere, was there another play that could have made that would have gotten more? No, I'm not going to do that, Jared. I'm sorry. Just asking you after film. But like, I saw a clip on Twitter about one of the routes that Tesla ran. Mm-hmm. And he's in motion and he's like in a full sprint, turns upfield, and he just sprints down the field, and Goff throws to somebody else across the middle of the field for like a 15-yard gain.
Right.
And when you watch it, Tesla just blows past the corner. The safety's not taking him, and he's got a good 2 yards. Separate maybe a yard and a half, 2 yards separation from the corner. That this is one of those plays that, hey, they completed, they got positive yards out of, they got a first down, that's great. But because this offense has so many gifted weapons on it, there will be plays that you miss. This is where you can say, yeah, we could have done better. We could have done this. Had I decided to take a deep shot to Tesla, I might have been able to hit it. But that's what makes this offense fun. Because you've got all these weapons. And yeah, Khalif Raymond is part of it. You know, they used a couple of plays. They had Amon-Ra run the football. You know, we're seeing it all. It's fun to watch this team. Without having to go with trick plays, it's fun to see how they utilize all that they have.
I think we have a really unique situation with Isaac Tesla. He did create hype, okay? When they drafted him, there was no hype. There was interest, of course.
A little bit of a buzz,
but there wasn't hype. Then he had the preseason he had, and there started to get to be some hype. But if you just remove all of the hype and talk about a player that on his own has gone out and done something on the field, I don't know that ever a player has become this beloved and done so little. He's got 2 catches. They both... Like, he could win the ESPY unless his other one wins the ESPY, right? I mean, these are 2 incredible catches, and there's no reason, and I'm not saying it's not worthy of the hype that he's created simply for what he has done. And what he's done is he's gotten targeted twice. So little on the stat sheet and so much excitement about it. It's kind of a weird thing, right?
It is. And what's different about him than, let's say, because I was trying to think of a comp, right? Some kind of a comp of a player.
It's hard.
In Detroit sports, it did something that was a really impactful, but does it translate to being, you know, hype worthy or whatever? And I was thinking back to like the 06 Tigers and Alexis Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alexis Gomez during the regular season, he had 103 at bats. He hit 272 for the team, but it had the one home run and six RBIs. It wasn't anything special. And I'm thinking, did they do something special? Like, did he do something in the postseason where he had a big home run, hit?
Did you find it?
And I haven't really been able to. He had played six. He had 12 at bats in the postseason that year, and he did nothing really. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. He had a home run, and four RBIs in those 12 at bats, but he was done. We didn't see him anymore. The difference with Tesla is that you see what he's done. It's two games and remarkable catches, right?
Yeah.
But you already know that he's got all this talent. I fully expect Isaac Tesla to end up being a good receiver in this league. Like, he's going to have opportunities where it's more than just being thrown to once a game, you know, at the end of a first half and at the end of regulation.
All right, finally, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, they are on tap. How do you contain them? Keep them from single-handedly killing you. Here's what Dan Campbell said. So what's really interesting is Cleveland, they loaded up against the run and their defensive line played very well. And they did what Dan said there, 11, you know, they talk about it afterwards, have 11 guys running to the football. And they did everything they could to make sure Henry and Lamar didn't beat him. And they forced five punts out of Baltimore in the first half. Five. They gave up one touchdown in the first half. Baltimore made adjustments and destroyed them in the second half. Lamar Jackson took advantage and they were able to get some plays in the air. So, and won the game big. The takeaway thing is a huge part of this game, is winning the turnover battle. But, hey man, Baltimore's defense is curious as to whether or not they're going to be vulnerable to a good offense this year. Something to monitor Monday night.
Well, the turnover battle is huge, but it's not just huge to get the turnovers. You got to turn them into something. And that was one of the things the Lions didn't do as well against the Bears. You know, they had the turnovers, they got the stoppages on fourth down, and they only turned that into, I think, 10 points.
Gator, a fast food chain, is making a change. Want to know what you think of it. We will get to that today at 12:52 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, FanDuel's getting ready for kickoff. Bit of a buzzkill Tuesday night. Tigers taking on the Cleveland Guardians. And it was one of these back and forth games. I mean, Cleveland, I guess, was leading the whole way, but it felt like the momentum in the game was riding back and forth, and the Tigers would threaten, and Cleveland looked to open it up, and the Tigers pitching would get the job done, and the Tigers would get a runner on, and then the Tigers would get a runner thrown out. And unfortunately, before it got to extra innings, the Tigers, getting the base runners thrown out was costly. And there were some heroics before the big heroics. I thought Tyler Holton out of the bullpen was really good. I thought Montero, I mean, I'm inning in a third with four strikeouts, strong to quite strong. And then with two outs, down a run, nobody on, Kerry Carpenter goes to the plate in the bottom of the ninth and launches a 430-foot shot to center field and ties the game. And the place was a buzz and it was awesome. And my phone started blowing up and I texted Kang. Kang, you texted me back. We were really excited.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. I'm just messing with you. Mm.
Leaving me out again.
Completely joking. Anyway, but I mean, my phone started buzzing. It was great, right? And then the buzzkill, top of the 10th, Will Vest. Will Vest is becoming a concern. God, they need Finnegan back and healthy.
Well,
and they might need something that we have two things we have no idea what they are. Well, I guess we're seeing what Arcidi is, but the Seawald addition.
Things that happen in extra innings, I have a little bit of grace for the relief pitchers. They're throwing in a tough situation because you get the runner at second base and nobody out, and mm-hmm. that's how you start it in extra innings. So it's like if you give a base hit, you're down.
Yep.
And that's it seems
I've
so
always
punitive.
Thought it was important not to give up four, though.
Yeah. No, that would be that's important not to do that. And that they did hit him hard, which was unfortunate. Maybe not hard, but they did hit him hard. there's no way around it. It was
double, triple, yeah. double.
Can't help.
Then a mere single.
Yeah. I mean, you start going back in the game and see mistakes that were made
yep.
and missed opportunities. And you go back and say that, you know, Stephen Kwan was so good. It's the little things that he did that made big impressions. A fly ball into the corner, it goes off the wall, and he picks it up. And in one movement, he picked it up, turned, and threw it all in one movement, a strike to the shortstop who's in – you know, shallow left field, who then relays it home and nails Abanez at the plate. I mean, that's a run probably 9 times out of 10. And it wasn't because Stephen Kwan was Stephen Kwan. Then Torkelson ropes what should be a double, absolute double down the line left field, goes off the wall. Stephen Kwan rushes over there, again, fields it quickly. One turn, one throw in the second base, and Torkelson's going to stay at first. And I think he would have been out if he tried to stretch it to a double. And then Torkelson's at first base after he had walked. Pitch goes in the dirt. Naylor is looking to locate it. He locates it quickly enough and then throws out Torkelson at second base. He was trying to take the extra base. This is what happens. The Tigers tried to take the extra base a couple times last night, and they got gunned down doing it. And then another time they could have maybe tried to take the extra base, and they didn't because the guy in left field was getting the job done. Stephen Kwan showed last night why every team in baseball should want to have him, and also shows why Cleveland didn't trade him.
Yeah.
He's too valuable. He does everything well.
Just real quick, a reminder, if you're having problems with our signal, please stream. There's work being done on our tower, so we're encouraging everyone to go to the Odyssey app and upload that that app so you can stream the show, AUDACY, or you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com, or you can stream with video at twitch.tv and youtube.com. No issues there. They're sorting some stuff out at our tower, so we again ask you to bear with us, or just go to one of the streaming services. A great way to take in this show and all the shows here on 971 The Ticket. All right, Gator news from Wendy's. Did you see this?
I did not.
Okay, you tell me if this is a yes or no, they didn't. Wendy's is switching from leaf lettuce to shredded lettuce.
Yes.
Okay. Kang, you, Wendy's is switching from leaf lettuce to shredded lettuce. Yes or no, they didn't?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
We're on opposites on this one, Gator.
It's okay. I like the leaf lettuce on a burger, but sometimes they don't look at the lettuce close enough and the lettuce is bad, right?
It could be any lettuce, yeah. But yes.
And sometimes you get lettuce gross out and it ruins the sandwich. In this case, the burger. I feel like the shred, you take that kind of out of the equation.
Or you just don't see it as visible.
Or maybe you don't
visible,
see it right,
you know?
But out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yeah.
I don't dislike the leaf lettuce, but I do enjoy shredded lettuce more. So
my issue with shredded lettuce, like either one's fine with me. I keep the lettuce on. You don't mind it's lettuce, then I take it. Some people just say no lettuce at all.
Not on a burger. No, not on a.
Okay.
If it comes to the burger, it adds to it. I'm fine with it. I guess when I go like Five Guys, I don't ask for lettuce.
Oh, so you don't get the lettuce?
No, but if I it comes with the burger, like on a Big Mac, or if I were to get a Whopper or something like that, if at the rare occasion I get the fast food burger outside, I do like Five Guys. I'll just leave it on. That's fine. But when I have the chance to order it myself, like Five Guys, I say no.
I enjoy the lettuce on the burger. So with Five Guys, I would add lettuce and I keep it on the burgers that I already have it. So, but the reason I don't like the shredded lettuce as much, Doug, is because of the, when you open up the sandwich, it's usually everywhere. It's not all
the
in
shredded,
the burger.
The shredded lettuce
is everywhere.
Messy.
So I don't like the messy part. Yeah. I like it just the full leaf romaine in the burger.
When
but
I
there
go,
is a slide factor that Kenny brought up to me that sometimes the whole lettuce can slide out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you got to take a good bite then. Like you got to use those teeth, man.
Yeah.
Like if I get a sub from Jersey Mike's and they use the shredded one, the Mike's way, yeah, I want a Mike's way, but I always say light lettuce. I don't want too much because then it's just too much on the sandwich.
This is something, Doug, can you really get into? Doug, what is your opinion?
That's a great question. Right? Forget me. Forget you. What does Doug think?
I actually like the shredded lettuce. I don't mind the mess. I feel like it adds to a sandwich's authenticity. And you ask, why did I choose the word authenticity? And I answer, I don't know, but it feels like a more authentic sandwich with shredded lettuce, like the time and the efforts put into shred said lettuce. And so, I don't know.
You just think it's more artisan?
Yeah.
Ooh, is that shredded lettuce?
Well, let me just
the
turn
shredded
back.
Romaine?
If I'm given a choice, if like I'm looking at a menu and it says, you know, turkey and Swiss, a little Russian dressing, and shredded lettuce, $11.50. With regular romaine leaf lettuce, it's $10. I'm getting the $10 version. It's not that much better, but you're right about the mess. The mess doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Listen, if you got turkey Swiss, Russian dressing, coleslaw, you don't need to add the...
Well, whatever. Yeah, but bad example.
Lettuce off.
Yeah, we'll go turkey Swiss honey mustard with onions and tomatoes and
shredded lettuce. Jimmy's not going to bring it to you. You have the onions in there.
I never asked Jimmy to do anything for me.
Our boss, Jimmy Powers, has a policy. No onions in the car. If he'll go out and pick up lunch every once in a while, but if you're going to get a sandwich, no onions.
Anyway, so you're one of you is on board, one of you doesn't like it.
All right. I think we'll both still eat it.
Yeah, 100%.
Not a deal breaker.
Yeah. No, I'm more on board with it because I'd prefer the shredded than Kang's. Not against it. He just prefers the leaf.
We're getting a choice here.
Okay. More of your feedback coming up. Phone calls as well. The best of what Jared Goff told us earlier in the show. And straight ahead, I think something needs to be done about this. I can't believe it's going on. And the most hollow gesture ever made by a coach was made yesterday. We will get to that today at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.